1-900-WRESTLING is brought to you, as always, by patreon.com/1900WRESTLING. Support the show and make sure that Willie Dills is not literally sitting in the parking lot while I have floor seats to WrestleMania in only 2 weeks. Folks, now is the time. You should support this show. Get on our Discord. There's all sorts of amazing stuff going on. Check it out right now. Patreon.com/1900WRESTLING. But enough talking about how we support the show. What do you say we go ahead and do it?
I want you to call me for all of wrestling's latest news and views. I've been involved in wrestling for 35 years, and nobody knows wrestling like me. Remember the number,
1-900-WRESTLING.
Stupid idiots.
They call me Horror.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
And his name is John Cena.
Well, look at this prima donna.
Thank God Donald Trump's a whole idiot.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to yet another edition on the road to WrestleMania. This is 1-900-WRESTLING. Joining me, as always, my co-host, the man from hailing from Austin, Texas, Willie Dills Gregory. Welcome again to the show, Willie.
What's going on, Justin? Good to be here. Tickets have been purchased, at least as far as flights are concerned, and now we're just waiting, hoping, and praying that the good people out there in podcast land will find it in their hearts to send hashtag Dills to Mania. I'm really, really excited. I just don't want to sit out front, but I will. I'm going to show up, and at the last moment, we'll see what happens.
If we can't get to where we need to go to pay for Willie Dills' ticket, I've foregone all payment on our Patreon, patreon.com/1900WRESTLING, so we could get the $1,000 that it costs for these seats to Mania. We've made a dent, but, man, we're going to need to really pick it up if we want to get there by Mania time. But here to help us do it is one of my oldest friends, man, and really one of the first people that I knew that was my age that I could talk to wrestling about. I remember watching VHS taped copies of SmackDown in his then family's plantation home, that being the city.
That's right.
Not necessary. I guess it was technically still a plantation home. Anyway, Harry Durjanian, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, guys. You should point out that the town's name was Plantation. We
exactly,
did not own
yeah.
a plantation.
Although it was kind of a, it was like a, it was a, it was a large estate. It didn't really have the acreage on it to necessarily be a plantation. But you
no,
know.
But also no forced labor. I think that's the key component of a good plantation is the unpaid labor. So
sure,
that we didn't have.
There
just
is
me,
that.
I guess.
Welcome to the show. Harry, of course, is working with Capital Wrestling. If you are in the tri-state area, Jersey City, this Friday, they're going to be doing a big show. Sorry, not Friday, Saturday, March 25th in Jersey City. Cathedral Hall is where it is. Facebook.com/Capital Wrestling gives you all of the information. Real quick, what is your role here with Capital Wrestling?
I'm doing color commentary, interviews, backstage stuff. My childhood dream, because it was never to be in the ring. I could never take bumps. So I get to be Bobby Heenan and Sean Mooney at the same time, because I'm going to be doing stuff backstage. But it's a cool company. It's a lot of great wrestlers, and it's a great show. Cathedral Hall is an old church that they turned into a concert venue. So it's going to be really cool. We're looking to tape some stuff and air it, and Andrew Zarian's involved with it. He's going to be airing it on his network. And
nice.
So it's a lot of fun, and it's really good quality wrestling. We've got some great wrestlers there. Rude Boy Riley, if you've never seen him yet, he's probably the best unsigned wrestler on the indie scene right now, especially in the New York area. He's probably going to get signed at some point, but he's really good. A lot of great athletes on it, and it's good quality stuff, and it's going to be fun. So come check it out.
All right. Well, that's good. Everybody go ahead and check it out. You can find more information on Capital Wrestling on the internet, which is great, because that was where the entire wrestling world lived this weekend. I mentioned before the show that very rarely do we get an opportunity to flex our Monday morning muscle on this wrestling show. Everybody, they laughed at us. They said, "No, you need to do it on Wednesday when Raw and SmackDown airs. You have to do it after all the TV has happened." But no, now everybody will be second comers to the trough, which is something that I just realized now gives new meaning.
Yeah, the second comers, huh? All right.
Yeah, to our subject matter to talk about.
On the grassy knoll, okay.
All right, we got two massive things. They both popped on the internet on Friday. I'm also going to realize how many cliched broadcasting phrases are going to be double entendres during this episode.
Like, you can't help it at this point, right?
No, it's we're going to steer.
This is a unique situation in the wrestling world.
Justin, it's breaking. It's breaking.
I mean, I'll tell you what. And considering what we're talking about, it is very apropos that I brought a friend to our normal activities. Let's go ahead and let's start with Southpaw Regional Wrestling. This was something that just kind of bubbled up without much warning or fanfare over last week. It debuts all dumping on YouTube, four different episodes. This very comedic, no wrestling included, ode to the kind of NWA, sub-NWA kind of a regional television of the American South in the 70s and 80s. Dills, your impressions of Southpaw Regional Wrestling?
Well, first of all, I didn't know what the hell it was, and I was on R-Squared Circle, and there was like 50 posts about it. It was just the entire thing. Was this Southpaw Regional Wrestling. And I was like, what in the hell is this? Looked it up, watched the first episode, and I loved it. I thought it was great. Like you said, there was no hype machine behind this at all. It just kind of happened, and then suddenly everybody was all over it. But yeah, I mean, we saw some guys like Rusev playing a hick wrestler and chanting USA. And we like, it was just all, the, everything in it was very tongue-in-cheek, self-referential. I thought it was great.
Sloppy,
I thought it was fantastic, man.
More
of this, please.
Right, sloppy by design, which that television certainly was in its.
I think
era.
You can tell a lot of it was improvised. Like they just kind of let them go. They were like, "Here's your character. This is what you're supposed to be. Figure it out. Do something." And then they just cut it together and just kept like the funny bits, you know.
Yeah.
But everything was like what, 5 minutes, something like that.
Somewhere between 5 and 7 when minutes, I think.
When I heard about it originally, I thought this was like some new network show, right?
Yeah.
And maybe this is like the test for it being that. That I saw a bunch of posts on Reddit basically like, well, now we need to have some matches, right? We need to have Tex Ferguson get in the ring
against
and,
Chad Zubak.
Actually perform, with double eye patches on.
I mean, they've set up credibly quite a few feuds, right?
You have some pretty, he's sending people to gouge his eyes out. I mean, that's a heel tactic if I've ever seen one.
But you guys forget, and I don't want to spoiler alert, but in the episode for the death of Southpaw Wrestling, they promote Lethal Leap Year on a year that there is no leap year.
That there is no leap year,
yeah.
And thus sinking the promotion, spending weeks of television promoting this pay-per-view that cannot happen because there is no February 29th.
Yes, what they have promoted throughout these four episodes. However, there are matches that the people would pay to see. Big Bartholomew, accompanied to the ring by Christian Joy, that is Rusev and Lana. Lana with her real Southern accent, which was amazing to hear, facing off against what they thought was Mr. McElroy, the villainous banker, but instead apparently would be against Sea Creature, who emerged from the waves to in a shocking turn in the final episode. And of course, Tex Ferguson, who I guess later becomes Sex Ferguson, the jilted, jaded character as portrayed by Gallows against.
Well, I believe didn't Sex Ferguson was like a character he did play.
So yeah, this is
in the indies
outside of this universe. Sex Ferguson is a character that Gallows has played in the Talking Shop podcast, on the Colt Cabana Road Diaries, and fairly memorably in a High Spots special with Cliff Compton, where all the Sex Ferguson of it all. He is like the epitome of the jilted, you know, I've been around working these territories for 15 decades,
yeah.
You know, kind of grizzled veteran that I'm sure is rife in the indies, certainly. But, man, just so great. It was so fun. It was, here's the biggest thing that it said to me. It was just very exciting to see these performers that we see week in and week out do things that very obviously made them happy.
Yeah. That was so much fun. It was so much fun.
If you think about it, people always say, like, why are these guys, like, languishing in the mid-card of WWE, right? And then you see the Ascension as the surfer dudes with attitudes. There's stuff going on that you don't know about. There's house shows happening all the time. They're actually wrestling. We just don't see it on Raw, right?
Yeah.
And then there's stuff like this. Like, that's why they want to be in this company, right? Because this company is a fun place to be. There's lots of, like, huge talent right now in the WWE, and is glad to see them, like, kind of just letting loose and having some fun.
So, I'm excited for Pelvis Wesley. That's probably my favorite, and the 12-man Battle Royal.
Yeah, the impressive Pelvis Wesley.
Yes. Which,
there's the gif going around on Squared Circle where it's just the rattling in those pants during the close-up of the impressive Pelvis Wesley's hip swiveling. And then just the cut to John Cena as the stoic Lance Catamaran, just with, like, deer in headlights. Like, oh, my God, is that – what kind of – he's got his own sea creature being ensconced in those white pants of his.
My friend Stephanie Satilli described it as wrestling's Kentucky Fried Movie, if that makes sense.
Oh, certainly so, yeah.
Yeah. But that was so much fun. I guess it's if you look at it, I guess it's a viral campaign for KFC. Because that was the other thing, was Ric Flair would do these voiceovers.
Yeah, there's a Ric Flair commercials in the middle.
But
yeah.
Not Ric Flair, the nation's number one Ric Flair impersonator, because they can't afford to get Ric Flair, even though it's Ric Flair's voice.
Even though it's clearly Ric Flair, yes. Oh, yeah, that was actually pretty good, too. I was like, when I was watching, I was like, I think I get what's going on here. This is just another way for them to sell us chicken, but I'll take it, right? Like, I was hungry for KFC after watching all four episodes.
It made me want to get some golden, like, Georgia gold chicken, which is not a real thing, I don't think, until KFC made it, right? I mean, there's no, it just kind of came up with that.
Hey, man.
So,
so we're out already today, man.
We have some slight puppy problems here in Austin.
Every time I sit down to stream or podcast, that's the moment. Like, he'll be fine.
Yeah,
he'll just be laying there, like, chewing on something. And then as soon as I turn the lights on, sit down, start talking into a computer, he just, like, goes crazy. Doesn't matter if we've already gone out today.
As a dog, maybe he's just confused by who you're talking to.
I think it's a little bit of that, yeah. He's suddenly like, why are we not chilling together anymore? Why are you yelling into the wall? What's going on?
So here is the question. What comes next for Southpaw Regional Wrestling? Because this is something that happens a lot in wrestling. We have something that we like. It's a gimmick. It's a character. It's an idea. It's a different way of doing things. We fall in love with it, and then between our desires as fans and wrestling companies worldwide, they take it and beat it literally into the ground. So I'm going to offer to you guys three different possibilities for what would happen next with Southpaw Regional Wrestling, all right? And you order them in the way that you would want it to happen, right? So take 1, 2, 3, put them in any order. Here are the three options. One, nothing ever happens. So this is just a thing. It happened once on YouTube. You know, they found out that their contract with KFC required 4 more YouTube videos. So they decided to do these little things, and that's it. Never happens again. 2, a weekly television show a la 205 Live or NXT. Or a Mania weekend special. So a WrestleMania, and you can expand this, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, any of these things where they're trying to make it a full weekend of content. Maybe it's during the day sometime, you know, that you get an hour of Southpaw Regional Wrestling. So we will start with Willie. Order those three in the order that you would like them to happen. Either nothing ever happens again, a weekly television show, or a Mania weekend special?
Okay, well, I personally would like to see some sort of weekly content here on the network. There's not that much stuff on the network that I actually watch outside of the in-ring stuff. I don't watch Holy Foley. I don't watch whatever their punk, their version of punk is. I don't watch any of that
Swerved.
Stuff.
Swerved.
Really. Yeah, yeah.
Not a Swerved
even though
fan?
I'm glad that it exists. Like, I'm happy that it exists. I just don't have the bandwidth in my life to keep up with the sheer amount of wrestling I have to watch and the shows I want to watch and the video games I got to play and et cetera, et cetera,
yeah.
et cetera, right? So, you know, you draw a line somewhere. However, this, if they were to make these be these kind of 5-minute long things where they could kind of jam them into moments where something doesn't quite run the right amount of time or something, and they just need to kind of work something in, which I don't know how often happens on WWE Network, because I also don't often just like push play on it, right? Like, I know that's an option where you could just have it play. I don't ever do that either.
That is a very good point.
I would love to see that.
Yeah,
in this short form.
Because that's the really good point about, like, oh, well, why was this on YouTube and not the network? Is that on YouTube, 7-minute videos are common. I mean, it's really the currency.
That's actually ideal on YouTube.
Yeah.
People don't want long videos in general on YouTube. Now, if they did the Mania Weekend special, I actually think, though, like, I don't think this would ever be possible, but what I would really like to see is, like, a little mini Southpaw pay-per-view. That would be, I think, the best thing they could do, right? Just have an actual little mini pay-per-view with a couple of mini episodes leading up to it. Do that like once a year, have some fun with it. Again, it happens like around Mania or something like that. The nothing ever happens thing, though, seems fairly likely.
Yeah.
Because if you look at their YouTube channel, I just pulled it up. So those four episodes, the first one, 500,000 views so far after 3 days. But then, like you oftentimes see if you do YouTube, which I do, and I have, like, I'll put out, like, here's my card review of some sets from Hearthstone.
Yeah.
The first episode of that will get the most views.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Then the second one will get, like, almost as many. And then by, like, the fifth one, because I'm trying to break it up into a lot of little thing, so it's not one giant like hour and a half long video, the last one gets like almost no views. And here we're seeing the fourth one, which I thought was the best episode, got 240,000 compared to the 500,000. Then you go to like the very next like video they posted, full match AJ Styles Chris Jericho,
that was from last year's WrestleMania, a year old match
year ago on Mania.
Yeah.
And then like Brutal Backstage Assaults Top 10, 1.6 million, right? And, like, they have almost 15 million subs on the YouTube channel, and they're getting 500,000 views on this. I doubt that, like, Vince McMahon's looking at what I'm sure someone came to him with this idea or didn't even tell him because it's not really part of his purview. It's just something that, like, the media directors take care of. I'm sure they're looking at it going, like, well, okay, that wasn't really a hit. Even though on the internet, like the IWC thought it was a huge hit.
See,
right?
And that's the question, is because they've done a lot to cater to a small audience. Because now that their revenue model is changing, it's about getting people to buy the network and keep the network. They are understanding that it is the hardcore fans that want to be serviced. Because like if you did right now, network exclusive, the hour-long Lance Catamaran mockumentary,
sure,
right? That would activate a certain element of the audience. Now, you can make the argument that those people already have the network, but I think it is an interesting play for them. So you would say, to order it, you would say nothing ever happens, most likely.
Most likely. What I want the best is a pay-per-view, yeah.
Is a special.
If I had my druthers, the pay-per-view, yeah.
Harry.
I'm also of the school where I don't want nothing to happen with it. I would like something, but I don't know if I want to see a weekly show, like a full weekly series, just because then they actually have to start booking this thing, and then it kind of loses its appeal at a certain point. But I would like to see, yeah, sort of a special, something like that.
Yeah.
But I'd go see a Southpaw house show.
So would I. I think that's because that's the most fun element of it is these guys had such a fun time creating these characters and cutting these promos. Their actual stock in trade, what they actually get paid to do, is to wrestle, and they have to, especially at house shows where things are looser, you just can imagine the dumb, funny spots that Big Bartholomew can come up with the sea creature, right? Like, you know, there's just a million different things that you could, you like, free from some of the stuff that they have to do for house shows, which are already looser than television. This would be great.
I got a main event already for Tex Ferguson. All right. Uh-huh. Clearly, he's been blinded in both eyes.
In both eyes.
One by, I think, Bad News Allen, and apparently the other one by Freddie Blassie.
Freddie, his filed down teeth, who bit his eye out.
He's got two eye patches, so he's blind. But what if it's a blindfold match?
Now both of them are blind.
He can even the stakes or even the odds a little bit. Yeah, absolutely. They could even like do stuff where it's like blindfold versus hands tied behind your back, or like all sorts of like weird iterations of how to kind of handicap both wrestlers. By the way, I love the line where he's like, "You sent him to gouge my eye out. Well, at least I can afford an eye patch." It's like they're both going back and forth about like what they can afford. Like, I can afford this green jacket. It's like, all right, dude.
Yeah,
it was so perfect. These kind of dumb characters. But here's the thing. If you look, there is room. Now, maybe not like a weekly episodic thing, but there is room if you look at the roster and how many wrestlers are actually on the WWE roster right now.
Yeah.
For guys who aren't doing a lot in current storylines on television to, you know, go in there and just mess around and do characters in there. And I was surprised to see, you know, kind of some of the names that are doing a lot of things on Raw and SmackDown being part of this, and not it just being, you know, but we did see like Prince Pretty was in there and Fandango and, you know, a lot of these guys who definitely do have a little bit of time. But if you look around like the Raw roster and the SmackDown roster, there's a ton of guys who are not currently in like high stakes feuds who could definitely be doing
have such big charisma. I mean, that I think was the big thing that you realized was that, like, especially those two, you know, who are kind of buried in this very silly kind of, you know, Breezango fashion police gimmick now.
Like, which is actually really funny, but you don't see it on TV. You only see it on,
yeah,
like,
it's not given much
WWE
to do.
Twitter and stuff.
You know, but they're both such kind of like charismatic, you know, sort of like the camera finds them performers that I think, I don't know. So I'm all in. There is a VFW hall in all of these cities. And this, here's my guess. Mania weekend. Right now, all right, so we're going to go to WrestleMania weekend, right? Me and Dills. And we already have tickets for Progress, and we'll probably go to the Evolve show, one of the Evolve shows that they do. Every time, now that these weekends have kind of become destinations on a level that they had not before and are bringing so many of the resurgent indie promotions and talent down there, if WWE's goal is to literally choke the life out of all of them, then yeah, find whatever pool hall or rodeo or indoor soccer facility, all of which are actual places that I've seen Ring of Honor during Mania weekends, right? Just let them run a Southpaw regional wrestling show. Sure. And you want to know what? Don't even put it on the network. Just let it record it and use it as B-roll for stuff. People would eat it up. It would be the thing to do Mania. I'm saying make it exclusive. Make it like only 50 people get in and make them. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Do the old, how hot would that crowd be, by the way?
Oh!
Do the old style, the Memphis TV tapings where it's done in a TV studio where the ring takes up 90% of the space.
Oh, sure.
And there's a couple people around and, you know, maybe hang some flags in the background. That's the best.
50% of the shot is like that hard cam at like the three quarters angle, right? That just shows the full ring. Oh man, I would.
Or
I,
you do the thing where
it.
You cut to the videos where they do the, you know, this Tuesday night fans. It was a barn burner with the Rock and Roll Express, and then you just cut to the film footage of the house show for like 2 minutes at a.
Oh sure, yeah.
That. Yeah.
That'd be great. All right,
it's just so much fun. Oh, I loved it.
Wrestlers having fun with each other. That brings us to the other hot story on the internet this weekend. The leaks of personal pictures and videos, we can assume, from Brad Maddox during yep. a time.
Brad the Maddox, Maddox.
Yeah, the cocky Zach. Prick himself, the Maddox, Brad. He.
I still haven't forgiven him for his thing as when he was the referee and he hit Ryback in the nuts, man. I mean.
Well. I'll tell you what, speaking of his coworkers' nuts, he apparently has had a fascination there that that dates back. All right, so if you have not followed what has happened, all of a sudden, pictures and videos of Paige that apparently he recorded with, or she recorded with Brad Maddox, have been leaked onto the internet. They are, even by celebrity leaked footage
yeah.
standards, salacious. You know, yeah. there is some porn star level activity going on here, and not even just in the fact that they are having sex. There is some adventurous times were had apparently at the developmental center.
But we've talked about this on this show. These are not normal people. These are carny people.
These are carnies. Yes.
The wrestling business as a whole. Likes to, I mean, look, they're all jacked, good looking women, good looking men,
yeah,
touring the world together.
Let me just
it
say this.
Not surprise me.
If people gave a
if
people gave a shit about the Olympics,
yeah,
this would have already been like a story that was so burnt out that nobody would care about it because all we ever do is hear stories about how at the Athletes Village it's all yeah. these. Super hyper competitive, you know, 18 to 24 year olds that all they do after achieving their lifelong goal is bang each other
for
so
6 years. They've been up at 4:30 in the morning running in the snow.
Exactly.
And now finally they're in Brazil. Yeah. So look, the thing is like, also like I've been in bands on tour. To me, none of this seems weird at all. Like
no.
it doesn't seem weird. I get what does seem weird, I guess, is just that, people were surprised at all by it, and yes, it's you know after what was it what they called the fappening?
Yes,
the fappening yeah. thing where like a bunch of like celebrity photos all got leaked or whatever, and that was like, oh my god, it's we've seen some boobs of a person I've seen in a movie before, like that stuff was pretty damn tame in comparison to what we're seeing here, which is basically like making home sex tapes for each other. And it looked like some stuff where, like, maybe they weren't in the same city, so she's sending him, a lovely little, here's a little message for you to tell you that I miss you, and I can't wait to see you, and some other stuff
yeah.
Is going to happen when we see each other. Like, that's kind of what's going on here, and I'll say this, like, I was like, I can't not look at it, but as soon as I did, I was like, I don't want to watch this. Like, I immediately was like, this is definitely not... This was meant for their eyes only, right? And
certainly so.
It is, yeah. It just feels like such an invasion of privacy to me.
It
so
is.
So like I kind of like browsed and was like, yeah, I'm done now. But I now do at least have a reference point.
Certainly
for what's
so.
Going on here.
We're journalists, Willie. We're journalists. We make money being journalists yeah. for the industry that is professional wrestling. Harry, how
there,
did you experience?
Do you know about the subreddit? Because I didn't know about the subreddit. Wrestle with the plot.
I might have been familiar. I might have been familiar with Wrestle with the Plot.
I'm not aware this existed until it started getting linked everywhere on Squared Circle. There's apparently an entire subreddit where it's just, and then I like looked through some of that stuff. It's just like, here's Becky Lynch getting up after a spot.
Shocking have, like, that it. Now Wrestle With The Plot, which might be shut down because they cannot curtail the videos that violate Reddit's terms of service from going up. Yeah, shocking that an entire community gathered around, like, effectively upskirts from professional wrestling's female talent wouldn't be hard to corral when the chum hits the water of these videos and pictures. Harry, how did you experience the page leaks?
Well, I had a couple of friends and some listeners of other podcasts send me a lot of things all at once. So, you know, I was like, okay, this is some interesting stuff. But the amazing part is that, okay, I'm with Willie. It's not that shocking. Certain pictures were not that shocking. Like, all right, some topless whatever.
Yeah.
And then they just kept getting progressively more intense, if that's the word for it.
She's an intense person. She's an intense. I think that's very clear. This is her house.
Yeah, and I mean, you can keep it with that. I mean, yeah. Who's arguing?
Nobody.
With that, couple things. One, I think the most outrage was the one picture where apparently whoever, I would assume Brad Maddox, was ejaculating on the women's championship belt.
That one,
that one's a little rough.
All right, all right. Here, we're gonna
the dusty finish.
We're gonna get to that one in a second because I have a bit of a rant on kind of the reaction there. However, there was one that I think got the most attention, where it was not just Brad Maddox. It was not just Paige. Who
could it have been?
Who
Justin?
Could it be? Well. It seems as if it was your boy, Xavier Woods, having sex with Paige while a Brad Maddox was kneeling behind them.
His directorial debut was very keen on getting a good angle.
Yeah.
But
it looked like they were kicking things up a notch as far as production values were concerned as well.
A two-camera shoot.
Cameras.
Yeah.
It was a hard cam. It's the only sex tape that had a hard cam.
Yeah, and now instead, like, everything else looked clearly like iPhones. Suddenly, now we've got, we've purchased equipment now. It was, at this point, you could see they were escalating. God only knows what we didn't find in this leak.
And
I got to feel like Brad Maddox, I've had ex-girlfriends before. We may have, taken some pictures or whatever. I was never a guy who, like, kept them around afterwards. I'm surprised that he not only kept them around, but they were somewhere.
Public service announcement. Willie?
Yeah.
Public service announcement for everybody. What you have deleted off your phone is not necessarily what has been deleted off your iCloud account.
Yes,
so
that's absolutely
in
true.
Our desire to make sure that we do not lose any precious memory, many things that we have deleted off our phones or were from old phones still live in the cloud. I would do.
Could live somewhere, yeah.
Public service.
So what you're saying, Justin, is don't not film yourself having sex. Do that, but just make sure it gets deleted off the cloud.
Understand that you do not want to be uploading everything automatically. And just understand that these things live in other places for your benefit. You have told your phone, you have told your iCloud account to back up everything by default. So that's my own little tech PSA. Let's get into some of the kind of larger questions here. Number one, how are these leaks different for Paige, Brad Maddox, Xavier Woods, broadly, than, let's say, movie stars? Because I think that there is a different relationship that wrestlers have with fans, and the way that wrestlers make their living is by going out and performing in an understood situation where the crowd yells at them. Like,
you're not going to go to a Jennifer Lawrence movie and, yell out at her as she, comes down to the screen, right? Like, that's
You don't stand up during X-Men Apocalypse and scream, I saw your tits! I saw your tits!
Exactly.
Mystique!
I think, honestly, the sad truth of this is that this is going to be the worst for Paige than anybody else because you've already, kind of seen it. People don't really care about calling her out or whatever, and there have also been a lot of people being like, oh my god, this sucks for her, she's totally not in the wrong at all. And then there's of course the segment of the population who's making cuck jokes and making all this other and doing whatever and clearly thinks it's hilarious, right?
Yeah.
For her. And so what I worry about, and now she's not currently like doing any in-ring stuff, right, for WWE. So she's not
She is injured as of now.
So she's not like next week going to have to come down for like a, you know, women's title match or anything like that. Because there would be some people yelling some pretty nasty things, I would assume. I think for Xavier and for Brad, people are just going to joke it off as like just, you know, this funny thing. And obviously, like, Xavier's going to get lots of jokes thrown his way.
Yeah.
But nothing I don't think that's going to be meant to like hurt him. So I think they'll be fine. I don't see WWE themselves putting the blame on any of them for this. Except for the belt thing, maybe. Because I don't know the culture behind that.
We're
going
to get to
the
belt thing. Harry.
But I don't know the culture behind that stuff, like, internally. I'm not 100%, like, I'm not in the locker room. I don't know what if that would be, like, literally frowned upon or not. We have a belt that we have for the Mediocre Golf Association that the champion gets.
Yeah.
And there has been stories.
Constantly.
There's been stories about the guys who win it, you know, having sex with it on and all sorts of stuff because they're world champions, right, for once in their lives. Mostly they're like 35-year-old, you know, plumbers or whatever. And then one day they're a world champion at something. So we get it.
I mean, I
don't know what the culture is like in WWE.
Sure. All right, here. Let me ask you this. Harry, if this were the 90s, is there the height of the Attitude Era? When they were,
where they have a very
when they were making up ways to fuck corpses, is there any chance that this isn't immediately referenced in a storyline capacity on Raw tonight? If this were that bygone era,
oh my God! First of all, they hire Brad Maddox.
You're back. Alberto Del Rio, break your TNA contract. You're back.
You're coming back. Paige is coming back. We're bringing over the whole family. They're all coming.
All the knights. All the knights.
We're flying them over first class.
It was all just the work.
Xavier, you're now getting a title shot that night.
Yep.
I think, the way this shakes out, it's kind of weird. The person who gains most from this, I think, is Brad Maddox. His indie bookings go up a little bit more, I'd like to say.
Oh, Jesus.
I think so. His name is just out there. So it's just kind of weird.
We're suddenly talking about him again.
Well, let me ask you this, because you guys, again, are promoting your show this Saturday. I don't know where regionally Brad Maddox is, but if you had Brad Maddox refereeing a tag team match at Capital Wrestling on Saturday, do you think more people or less people would show up to your wrestling show?
There's no way less people show up.
Exactly.
I don't know if we can afford them at this point now.
Of course.
Now he's out of our price range. A week ago, we would have been fine. Now he's out of our price range. We got to settle for somebody else who's done a smaller sex tape. So, you know.
He's going to have to get Hulk Hogan now, huh?
Yeah. I mean, now we can book him. I don't think Paige is ever going to wrestle for the WWE again, but I don't think that was – I think that was going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think that was part of this. Yeah, I think she was already probably done.
Already
right?
on her way out. She had a neck surgery that they told her not to have. I think they suspended her twice. I think – I don't know if they're waiting for Total Divas to be done.
Well, they have the movie. They're shooting the movie now.
Yeah, the movie based on her family and her –
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But are they producing that? I mean, I know The Rock is doing it, but they're—I guess you know—they're doing it in their ring, so they have some connection with that.
I would suspect that they are in no mood to give another promotion the heat when that movie comes out. That's either true. Either she is going to be on the bench or in the ring for the WWE. I don't think that she is going to be anywhere else by the time that movie comes out. Maybe after the movie, who knows? But when that movie is from now until its theatrical run, whatever that might be, I think she will be a WWE employee.
That's interesting. That's such a weird, like, yeah, because also she's with Del Rio, who she's going around with to events and stuff.
Who showed up at Impact, and
Yep, she was backstage there. All right, well, let's bring into the one person who does have to face a live crowd tonight. In Brooklyn, New York, at the Barclays Center, it is Xavier Woods.
Brooklyn crowd won't reference it at all.
Oh, certainly not. Xavier was at in front of a mic at the South by Southwest Gaming Awards on Saturday, during his monologue with his co-host. They were talking about how this was the time for fans of gaming to relax, and so they were. There's this little bit about like things that they were encouraging everybody to do, like, you know, sit down on your couch, pull out your this, that, and the other. He snuck in fairly clearly off script a delete your Twitter at the very end, so he has made some reference to.
Well, he did tweet out it was cold that day or something like that, right?
Oh, and Jesus, he did.
Yeah,
I did not see that.
There's already been some pretty self-referential tweets about this. Scott Hall, keep your chin up to Paige. The tweet from Xavier. I think there is, and now there's been rumors of some other stars having stuff out there. I can't remember. Who was it?
Maria, I heard. Yeah. Let me jump right in.
Caitlin, I did see.
And they were tweeting basically like, no, there's no truth behind any of this stuff. So, I mean, it's already been like essentially referenced a bunch on Twitter by a lot of these people. They're not kind of shying away from it as you might expect them to do.
All right. Well,
think they're wrestlers, right? I don't know. It's a different type of industry where you reference like your father's death, you know,
in an
angle. So,
here's the question.
It's not so bad.
Okay. Apparently,
Big E, Summer Rae, Caitlin, Victoria, Maurice. Jeez. All right.
Well, the Caitlin pictures are out. I don't know if there's any other videos, but Summer Rae also has denied vociferously that there are any leaks of her. What does Xavier say tonight? Is there a reference to it, yes or no, Willie?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's Xavier Woods. Absolutely.
Well, it's a new day.
It'll be sly, though. It'll be sly. And people will get it, and they'll feel like they're cool because they're on the inside track. And most of the kids will not understand what the hell just happened.
Their unironic tagline for their ice cream is, it's a mouthful of magic. I gotta have it. Like, you know, this is kind of their stock and trade.
Yeah, they kind of did that to themselves on that one.
Yeah. Big E, like, I've seen him, you know, pin somebody and then essentially, like, hump their body afterwards because he's just doing his booty dance. Like, that, they're the new day, right? Like, they kind of, this is their stick, right? If they don't reference it, I'd be really surprised, to be honest.
Although they might have
someone else do it, not Xavier. They might have one of the other two make a reference instead to kind of, you know, buffer it a little bit.
I mean, there's a couple of ways you can avoid some of that, which is just do backstage segments so that they're not in front of a live audience. This way they're still on the show. Because the problem is they're still hosting WrestleMania, which is, you know, less than 2 weeks away. So that's a big issue. They got their track record with hosts between Hogan. Usually it's afterwards the curse that happens. I think if they go out live, you do a quick, you know, the crowd's going to chant something, and then you just do a how was your weekend, uneventful. You just say uneventful, you know, do one of those quick
things. Well, you know, there's, I mean, you could do the Pee Wee Herman, like, heard any good jokes lately, right?
Yeah.
You know, there are ways to deflate it. Remember, when Seth Rollins' dick pics were leaked, it was Dolph Ziggler that made a reference to, like, hey, Seth, like, did you have a bad Valentine's Day or something? Like, there were references to previous sexual leaks by superstars to other superstars. We will see on Monday. I do have one thing, and it's come up a couple times. Because we have heard, we've seen everything that's happened. But something that I see in the reaction is, but the belt. Oh, it's fine. They're carnies. They bang each other. They're in exquisite shape. They're of a certain age. Of course they're having sex with each other and filming it. Who cares? But the belt, right? And I understand if you are the following people in management at NXT, a former title holder of that title, or Vince McMahon or somebody else that signs the checks, if you are angry about either your property or something that you have a personal connection to having been desecrated, that's fine. Here's what I don't want to hear. For anybody else that's been, slobbering at the trough of the mythology of wrestlers having the longest line of rats, right? The Ric Flair, there's all manner of defilement has happened on the roads for oh so many years. If you, after your favorite hockey team has won the championship, delighted to hear the debauchery that happens with the Stanley Cup. If you for one second think that this is the first time that semen has come anywhere near not only that belt, but belts and championships around the world, then you are absolutely kidding yourself. Idea that this is a moral high ground for fans is insane to me.
Just the Nature Boy 16 runs alone.
Are you telling me that Ric Flair's never jizzed on 12 pounds of gold, right? Or...
I'm with you, dude. I'm with you. I think if anybody is concerned about this, let that be a locker room issue. Let that be something that Vince McMahon cares about. Why the hell do we have to interject ourselves in and try to, apply some weird morality that we assume they have, right? I don't know what it's like. And if someone has been a wrestler and this is a thing that they care about, sure, you could say that. But random, internet fan number 25 in a thread on Reddit just making up big assumptions about how much they care about this. I don't know. It's like we don't know everything. We don't need to know everything. It's fine.
I think it comes from the wrestling, the thing of having to top yourself. Once you go off the cage, how are you going to what are you going to do? Once you fuck with the belt on, well, where else can you go from there? You did it to yourselves, wrestling.
Two belts.
You did it to yourself. Exactly. Double titles. Taking two of them and putting it in between when you what can you do? You did it to yourselves.
Man, and who knows where this goes, by the way. Because now that this has gotten the kind of traction that it has, it certainly emboldens the same kind of people that are hacking these iCloud accounts to continue to do it. And I don't think that professional wrestlers are going to get smarter on this. I think that they have a million other things that they have to do that they have to worry about aside from deleting their sex pics off their iCloud account.
I would like to see the next NXT episode just Asuka Fabrizing the belt, something just to make a reference to it.
It is the old belt. It was the belt that they phased. Yeah.
That was the Divas belt, right? Yeah.
Well, no. It was the women's title for NXT.
It was the NXT one.
But it
right?
had the old scratch logo on it and not the new logo that they are using. Don't worry, Asuka fans. She does not need to wear rubber gloves on her precious title. It was a good episode of NXT, though. I mean, amongst all this, it was a pretty good episode of NXT this week. It was a great Asuka package. Oh, man. I'll tell you, I think we might have actually run out of time for the game. We might have to bump the game to next week, Willie.
That's cool, man. We'll have it's in the it's in the can. We can pull that at any time. But you're right; it's already 15 past, right? So
yeah, we are.
I knew this stuff was gonna be a long conversation. By the way, we've talked almost zero about wrestling.
neither did the internet, man.
That's true. No one's talking about Mick Foley having to fire anybody last week on Raw. Oh man, what a segment that was.
Well, sure. They should have done it this week. It might have been a lot different.
Oh geez.
Yeah. I got one
this week. Oh my god.
Oh man, I'm part of me thinks, and this is understanding that, again, professional wrestlers are not normal people. And here, let me put it this way. Not even professional wrestlers. Paige, a child of a professional wrestling family that obviously they're making so dysfunctional, they're making a movie about it that has understood what this business is and how to get people into the tent and pay their $5. I almost feel like this could... If she were healthy and the company were, amiable to it, this could make her one of the biggest professional wrestlers of all time. You know, because there's such a natural kind of question about it, and there's such a natural curiosity about it, that if she were to not own it, like, hey, everybody watch me get, you know, come on my face, but to own it on a level that is uncommon amongst celebrities that have dealt with this, that is honest.
But in a way, is it uncommon? I mean, if the Kardashians can take it and run with it, she actually has a skill and a platform to do something with it. You
exactly.
know what I mean? Like,
I mean, but that's a different world. So exactly. Well, then take that point. Anybody who has taken the heat from a sex tape and run with it has become 5,000 times bigger than they were before. You know, what's a Kardashian, the main Kardashian, was just Paris Hilton's friend, yeah. and now right. all of a sudden she's an empire, right? Everybody knows her for every facet
she
of her family.
She was a mid-carter at best.
Yeah.
Now
she's working on top.
If you use this properly, it's actually because not a lot of people were talking about Paige, right? Suddenly everybody's talking about Paige. So, yeah.
I'm curious.
You're absolutely correct.
I'm curious if they would ever do it. I'm curious whether or not – I'm curious if she would want to do it. I wonder if there's a part of her head, aside from hurt, betrayed, you know, wanting to cut – I mean, I'll tell you what. Can you imagine that Alberto Del Rio Paige conversation when this is breaking out? I don't know.
An Alberto Del Rio, Brad Maddox feud now, right?
It can happen. There's money to be made.
Yeah,
professional
right?
wrestling.
Seriously.
I mean,
I'll say this. It's kind of weird now. People still seem to look down on this whole thing where people have a sex tape, and yet I can't think of a sex tape ever ruining anybody's career at this point. Like, we had Hulk Hogan lost all his money in his divorce and then, like, got all of it back after having a sex tape. You know, all these people have had their careers kind of made and pushed forward after having them. Like, it's never really been, like, the end of the line for somebody, as some people seem to think it does. It just doesn't happen that way.
Also, as far as wrestling goes, as far as Paige goes, it's more wrestling fans that know about Paige. If anything, this just, it's kind of weird. This just kind of opens her up to the mainstream in a weird way.
Yeah.
Because
if she were to go down the indie route as well, like, she would get booked heavily. So,
well, I mean, but like,
although, like you said,
I think
they probably aren't going to let her do that.
She could go on Good Morning America. Like, this is something that, like, she could say, hey, look, this is a thing. It happened. I'm this is a privacy issue, but I'm unashamed. I did what I did. Everybody knows it. My people around me knew it before. Now the world knows it. And I'm going to let, you know, Becky Lynch know it this Sunday when I face her at Backlash, right? Like, yo, there is a lot of legitimate interest that can be gin from this. Now, no one would ask her to do it, or maybe they would, but I'm curious to know whether or not that would ever happen, because you're right, you know.
Well, that wouldn't be the worst thing she's ever been asked to do. I think that would have been telling Charlotte Flair that Reed Flair didn't have any fight in him when he died of a heroin overdose. So,
oh, geez. Yeah, right.
When you think about it, I mean, she's all game. I think when she's in, she's all, I can't imagine her saying yes to the one thing and no to the other.
Although, I'll tell you what, that would have been a hell of a comeback for Charlotte. We would have known that. It's like, oh, well, at least I didn't get cum on my face in the women's title at NXT.
And then mic drop. What?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Imagine if that was just some, like, loose dangling thread that nobody else knew about. Like, all right. Well,
I have to believe that backstage a lot of people knew about this before it came out, right?
Huh.
Like, they were approaching other wrestlers, Brad Maddox and Paige, and asking if they wanted to participate in some extracurricular activities. Like, I don't think. And here's the other thing, too. Like, we talked about the culture or whatever. The people kind of running the show now, it's like Triple H and Stephanie. Stephanie used to date lots of different wrestlers. Triple H was with China before Stephanie. Like, they're not, this isn't like news to them, right? So how could you then, like, have any type of feeling about this other than, like, we get it, right, if you're them? So, yeah, I don't see anything negative really happening here. And I think it's probably, like, this is kind of old news in the locker room. And now they're just like, oh, well, now everybody knows, I guess. Okay.
You can survive it. I mean, Gail Kim and Mickey James, I think, both kind of did actual legitimate or whatever, not, like, leaked sex stuff. Like,
well, like, Lita and Edge, right, with Matt Hardy. Like, I mean, there's just been... Well, no.
Mickey James did porn, did actual, like,
oh, sure,
like,
sure,
porn.
Sure, sure, yeah.
And I think also Gail Kim did, like, a photo shoot.
Yeah, no, like no, that. Yeah, no, same with Mickey James. I don't think Mickey James did any videos. It was just, like, you know, pictures. All right.
I think there's a video out there. I don't know why pushing it. There is, but...
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but see, it doesn't matter. It's all good. I know it's her fine. As Mickey James, the amazing women's champion.
Indeed.
Yeah, who's back in the WWE right now. So, hey.
All right. Here's one game that we are going to play. We play every week, and that is our Melodica Challenge. Harry, are you familiar with this game that we do here?
Yes, yes, I am. Yeah, I heard the one on last week's show, I think, was Kurt Angle.
Well, here, this was, week. I think, that one. So that was 2 weeks ago. Here is last week's. Not a lot of feedback on this one. I did not get a lot of responses. Willie, were you able to crack this one?
No, not at all. I even went on afterwards and put on some old... I thought I was close, but I was nowhere near.
Harry?
I'm completely out of the loop on this. I feel like there's some notes that can't be hit on that melodica or whatever. Like, like, yeah, it was one of those things, like, it just can't be played in that way. But and also, it kind of stops before the hook kicks in, I feel
it
like.
It does.
Maybe, so.
However, I do see some people in the chat that got it. It is indeed your NXT Women's Champion, Asuka.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's a good one.
Okay, here we go. Sense. One more time. See if you can hear it. So that is the intro, the song for Asuka. She wiped her hands before she touched the belt. all right, this is this week's though.
That sounds like a sitcom theme song.
It does. All right, one more time. This
is that
this
like
week's,
I Dream of Jeannie or something?
This week's Melodica Challenge. If you all have right. a guess, go ahead and text us, or sorry, tweet us, at Justin R. Young and at Willie Dills, and of course join our Discord where we'll be talking all about wrestling. You can get into our Discord if you subscribe to our Patreon. Patreon.com/1900wrestling is where that happens. Harry, of course, we've got the big Capital Wrestling show this Saturday in Jersey City. Again, Cathedral Hall is where you'll be able to see that. Tickets and information at facebook.com/Capital Wrestling. Anything else you got going on?
You can always catch me on the other podcasts. I do the Beige Phillip Show. It's a relationship and sex advice podcast for guys and girls. That's always a lot of fun. That's at beigephillip.com or on iTunes. And I also do another one called Sammo is Dead. It's an arts podcast about street art and stuff. So you can check those out. That's always what I'm doing. So
fantastic.
At Harry Terjanian, that's where all my stuff is. So,
and furiously deleting his iCloud uploads.
Dills? I still have my stuff on VHS tapes. I find that's the safest way to do it. I enjoy the quality, much like vinyl. Mm-hmm.
God,
you know?
If there's
never
one
end up on the cloud.
If there's one crossover from this weekend's news that I would love, it would be Sex Ferguson commenting on the page leaks, like, you know, of just how you know, remarkable or unremarkable that that is, and other times in which multiples of wrestlers have recorded themselves.
Yeah, he just tell
sex.
You all about how on the indies for years this has been going on. It's no big deal.
I mean, like, sure. All right. So one more thing about the belt, right? Everyone's the belt. Literally, in the chain of things that I was watching was a kayfabe commentaries clip where Missy Hyatt was ranking the dick sizes of wrestlers. So it's like amongst that is the milieu of wrestling fandom. We're going to be worried about ejaculate on a belt. Come on. Anyway, Dills.
Let's see. Just check me out on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WillyDills. Playing a lot of Hearthstone this week. South by Southwest is basically over, even though there are still some random offshoot events going on. But I will not be going to any of them. I will be streaming. So you can check out my channel. I'm back to the full-time stream. So check it out. Hearthstone. I'm going to try some other card games as well. And you know what I really want to do?
What's that?
I want to play some WWE 2K17 on stream one of these days, man.
Nice.
But yeah, but I don't know anybody who has it. So if other people have it and they want to challenge me, we can come up with we could make a card for a pay-per-view and have out all the matches. Well, you know what? We'll set up the feud. We'll get Del Rio and Maddox.
Oh, Del Rio, Maddox, yeah.
Page on a pole match. Let's do this.
Whose corner is Xavier Woods going to be in, though, when he shows
a
up?
A special guest referee.
Who's the third man?
I know. But whose side is he on? Whose side is he on? Apparently Paige's. All right. That is it.
Fansers, come on the belt. We're out of time.
The Nitro outro music.
Oh my God, it's the bad guy. Razor Ramon is here. He's telling Paige to keep her chin up. Oh man.
But I didn't say why. All right. That is it for this episode of 1-900 Wrestling. We will see you guys next week.
I want you to call me for all of wrestling's latest news and views. I've been involved in wrestling for 35 years, and nobody knows wrestling like me. Remember the number
1-900 Wrestling.
Stupid idiots.
They call me Hara.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.